Welcome to Financial Chess, Planning Moves Ahead, where the board is your business and every financial move is a strategic play that determines your company's future. I'm sharing your guide on your journey to money mastery. Today we dive into the cerebral world of long-term financial planning and strategy. Let's unpack how to think several moves ahead in the financial game, ensuring your business doesn't just survive, but thrives. Opportunities don't happen, you create them. Wise words shared by Chris Grosser, the master entrepreneur behind Upwork and DigitalOcean. Long-term financial planning is not just about looking into a crystal ball, hoping to see your business's prosperous future. It's about creating that future. Today, we're going to be covering the essentials of setting long-term financial goals, analyzing potential investment paths, and balancing risk with opportunities. Think of it as laying down the laws of physics for your business universe. Long-term financial planning isn't just a task, it's an art and a science, akin to setting the foundational laws of physics for your business universe. It involves meticulously crafting a roadmap that not only guides your business through the coming years, but also shapes the very fabric of its growth and stability. Today, we are not just planners, we are architects of our financial future. Let's take a look at the core objectives of long-term financial planning. Establishing a long-term vision is paramount. This isn't about vague aspirations, but concrete visions of where you want your business to be in 10, 20, or even 30 years. What markets will you dominate? What products will be your flagship? How will your business impact the community or the world at large? Planning for growth that lasts. It's easy to chase quick profits, but sustainable growth is about understanding and setting up systems, processes, and strategies that support ongoing development and prevent burnout or resource depletion. We want to ensure the long-term financial health of your business by establishing strong revenue streams, efficient capital allocation, and robust financial controls. This ensures that the business remains profitable and capable of reinvesting in its own growth. Setting long-term financial goals isn't just about choosing a number to hit. It's about understanding what achievements will fundamentally transform your business. These goals should be ambitious yet attainable, designed to push your business to new heights without setting it up for failure. Example, instead of simply aiming to increase revenue, set a goal to diversify revenue streams by launching new products or entering new markets, thereby reducing dependency on a single source of income. We'll look at more strategic goal setting later in this session. Let's look at balancing risk with opportunities. The essence of long-term planning lies in the balance between risk and opportunity. Every investment path offers different risks and rewards, and choosing the right path can significantly affect the trajectory of your business. While it's crucial to seize opportunities, understanding and managing potential risks is equally important. You want to incorporate risk management into your financial planning to ensure that your business remains secure and that its growth is sustainable. For example, if considering expansion into an emerging market, balance the high growth potential against the political and economic risks inherent to the region. Develop contingencies that allow your business to remain agile and responsive to changes. In this segment, we've begun to lay the foundation for what it means to engage in thoughtful, strategic, long-term financial planning. Think of this as your playbook for navigating the complex, dynamic world of business finance, ensuring your moves are calculated and your strategies are robust. As we move forward, keep these principles in mind and apply them consistently as you chart the course for your business's future. There are three key pillars of financial strategy. There's goal setting. Start by defining clear, ambitious, yet achievable financial goals. Then another pillar is investment strategies. diversify your assets to optimize your portfolio's growth potential over time. And finally, there's risk management. Identify potential financial risks and determine how to mitigate them effectively. These pillars are essential building blocks that structure and strengthen your long-term financial planning. Each plays a unique role in carving the path to a sustainable and profitable future. Let's dive deeper into each of these pillars. Let's start by looking at goal setting, defining your financial targets. Begin with a clear vision of what you want to achieve. This means specifying not just what the goals are, but why they are important. Clear goals give direction and purpose to the financial decisions that you make. You want to set goals that challenge your business to stretch its capabilities. Ambitious goals inspire innovation and drive, pushing your team and resources to their fullest potential. While ambition is crucial, realism is equally important. Goals should be set high, but within the realm of possibility. The balance ensures that your team stays motivated and goals remain credible and tangible. And finally, ensure that every goal aligns with your overall business strategy. This coherence guarantees that each goal supports another, creating a synergistic effect that propels your business forward. Let's look now at investment strategies and how to optimize growth potential. When it comes to investment strategies, you want to focus on optimizing growth potential. Here are the key ways to do this. Diversification, the golden rule of investing. Never put all your eggs in one basket. Diversifying your investments across different assets, industries, and geographies reduces risk and maximizes potential returns. Then there's growth versus safety. Understanding the balance between growth-oriented investments and safer bets. Growth investments like new ventures or technology can carry higher risk but offer higher returns, while safer investments such as bonds or stable stocks provide security during volatile periods. And then there's long-term orientation. Focus on investments that will pay off over the long term, not just quick wins. Long-term investments are generally more resilient to market fluctuations and can compound in value, significantly impacting your financial health over time. Let's take a look now at risk management. The focus of risk management is to secure your financial future. There are some key ways to do this. The first step in effective risk management is identifying potential risks. These could be operational, market-related, financial, or regulatory risks. Understanding the specific risks your business faces is critical to addressing them effectively. Then, once risks are identified, develop strategies to mitigate them. This might include insurance, hedging, contracts, or diversifying revenue streams to buffer against market downturns. And finally, risk management is not a one-time task, but it's an ongoing process. Regular reviews of risk exposure and mitigation strategies ensure that your business remains prepared for unforeseen changes. Understanding and implementing these three pillars, goal setting, investment strategies, and risk management, are critical to sculpting a robust financial future. They not only provide the framework for sustainable growth, but also ensure that your business can navigate the complexities of the financial landscape effectively. As we move forward, keep these pillars in mind, continually refining and aligning them with your evolving business needs. Let's move on and look at setting strategic financial goals. In the game of financial chess, your strategic goals are your victory conditions. They define the wins you aim to achieve on the complex board of business operations. Just as a chess player visualizes their endgame, you must clearly visualize what success looks like for your business. Whether it's reaching a revenue milestone, expanding to new markets, or achieving a specific profit margin, your goals should be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's break down how to craft goals that not only aspire to win, but also set the stage for a series of strategic moves leading to that victory. Let's start off with specificity in goal setting. First and foremost, your goals must be specific. Vague goals lead to vague results. Specificity means knowing exactly what you want to achieve. For instance, rather than aiming to increase sales, a specific goal would be to increase sales by 20% in the next 12 months through expanding our online sales channels and introducing two new product lines. A goal without a measurable outcome is like a sports game without a scorecard. Measurability allows you to track progress and know definitively when you've achieved your goal. It involves quantifying your objectives in a way that you can measure, such as dollar amounts, percentages, or specific milestones. For example, if your goal is to expand into new markets, a measurable outcome might be to successfully launch operations in three new countries and achieve a set revenue target from these markets within the first year. Now, while ambition is vital, each goal must be realistically achievable. This doesn't mean setting easy targets. Rather, it means recognizing the resources, constraints, and real-world challenges you might face. Achievable goals motivate your team, ensuring that they're challenging yet within reach if the right strategies and efforts are applied. For example, assess your current resources, market conditions, and competitive landscape to ensure that a 20% sales increase is realistic within your set time frame. Each goal should be relevant to your broader business objectives. Relevance ensures that every goal drives your business forward in a meaningful way, aligning with your company's mission, values, and long-term vision. A relevant goal fits well with other business activities, and it also enhances your overall strategic planning. Finally, goals must be time-bound. Setting deadlines creates urgency and prompts action. A timeline also allows for planning and pacing your strategies, providing regular checkpoints to assess progress and make adjustments as needed. For example, if the goal is to increase sales by 20%, set quarterly milestones to review progress, such as a 5% increase in sales each quarter, adjusting tactics as necessary to stay on track. By setting goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, you transform abstract ambitions into concrete targets. This SMART framework not only guides your financial planning, but it also sharpens your strategic focus, ensuring that every move on the business chessboard is purposeful and potent. Each goal then acts not just as a point of achievement, but as a strategic step towards the ultimate victory of sustainable business success. Let's look now at mastering investment strategies. Investment is not a one-time decision, but it's an ongoing process that demands continuous learning and adaptation. In earlier modules, we've explored various investment avenues such as stocks, bonds, real estates, and emerging technologies. We've discussed the importance of diversification as a means to mitigate risk and enhance potential returns. However, mastering these strategies requires more than just an initial understanding. It demands a sustained commitment to staying informed and responsive to market changes. Though we've already covered the types of investment your business can explore, remember that each avenue evolves with market conditions and technological advances. For instance, stocks and bonds, the equity and debt markets, fluctuate based on economic indicators, policy changes, and corporate performances. Staying updated on these factors can help you adjust your holdings to optimize returns. When it comes to real estate, market trends can vary greatly by location and property type. Continuous research into demographics and regional economic developments can uncover new opportunities or signal when it's time to divest. And finally, technology investments. As one of the fastest evolving sectors, technology can offer high rewards, but also comes with high risks. Keeping abreast of the latest technological advancements and their potential disruptions to various industries is crucial. Let's look at deepening diversification. Now, diversification is not just about spreading investments across different assets, but also about understanding how these assets really interact within your broader financial strategy. It's important to revisit your diversification strategy regularly to ensure that it aligns with your evolving business goals and the changing economic landscape. You could look at analyzing how different investments in your portfolio correlate with each other. During certain economic conditions, correlations may change, which could impact the effectiveness of your diversification strategy. Expanding your investment horizon globally can offer opportunities for higher growth, especially in emerging markets. However, this also requires understanding and managing geopolitical risks and currency fluctuations. Mastering investment strategies is akin to mastering a sport or a musical instrument. It requires practice, ongoing education, and flexibility to adapt to new information. Commit to ongoing financial education through courses, seminars, and reading. Stay informed about financial theories, market trends, and historical data analysis. Regular consultations with financial advisors can provide insights and help refine your strategies based on the latest market developments and investment tools. Mastering investment strategies is not a static achievement, but it's really a dynamic process that requires you to be proactive, informed, and strategic. It's about making your money work not only for today, but also ensuring it continues to work effectively in the future. Remember, like a grandmaster in chess, the best investors are those who think several moves ahead, anticipate changes, and adapt their strategies accordingly. Keep investing time and resources in your financial education and market analysis to ensure your investment strategies remain robust and responsive. Let's dive deep now into looking at advanced risk management. In the intricate game of business, risk is as inevitable as change itself. As we've previously explored risk from a personal financial perspective, it's important to recognize that many of the same principles apply directly to business risk management. However, the stakes are often higher and the strategies can be more complex given the broader scope of potential impacts on your business. A savvy entrepreneur, much like a skilled chess player, not only anticipates these risks, but also develops sophisticated method to mitigate them effectively. For example, hedging against market volatility, purchasing insurance, and establishing emergency funds. Risk identification in business is a continuous process reflecting the dynamic nature of the business environment. It involves recognizing both internal and external threats that could affect your business objectives. These risks can be financial, such as cash flow difficulties, operational, such as supply chain disruptions, strategic, such as poor market positioning, or compliance-related, such as new regulations. When it comes to identifying business risks, there are three approaches that can be used together. First, there's the systematic approach. Utilize tools like SWOT analysis, which looks at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and PEST analysis, political, economic, social, and technological, to systematically identify risks. Then you should engage with stakeholders at all levels, from frontline employees to senior management, to gather diverse perspectives on potential risks. And finally, research and identification of risks can come about through networking and by staying abreast of developments in your industry and on a macroeconomic level. Once risks are identified, the next step is to assess their potential impact and likelihood. This analysis helps prioritize risks based on their possible effect on your business, allowing you to allocate resources more effectively to mitigate them. There are two tools that you could use to analyze risk. The first is a risk matrix. You can create a risk matrix that categorizes risks based on their severity and probability. This visual tool helps in making informed decisions about where to focus your risk management efforts. And then there's quantitative and qualitative assessments. Combine qualitative methods like financial impact analysis with qualitative insights like expert judgment for a comprehensive risk assessment. Effective risk management is not about eliminating all risk. That's impossible, but managing it to an acceptable level. Strategies may include avoiding the risk, reducing the risk, transferring the risk, for example, through insurance, or accepting the risk if it aligns with your business's risk appetite. You could implement strategies aimed at preventing risk where feasible. For example, use quality control processes to prevent product defects or redundant systems to prevent IT failures. You can develop contingency plans for critical risks that could have a disruptive impact on your business. These plans should include step-by-step response procedures and clear communication strategies. For example, for a business expanding internationally, currency risk can be mitigated by entering into forward contracts or options to stabilize transaction costs. Risk management is an ongoing cycle. The effectiveness of your risk strategies should be monitored and revisited as necessary to adapt to new threats or changes in the business environment. Schedule regular reviews of your risk management plans to ensure they remain effective and relevant. Incorporate lessons learned from past risk events into your risk management framework to enhance resilience. Advanced risk management in business, much like in personal finance, requires a proactive and structured approach. By anticipating, evaluating, and mitigating risks, you ensure that your business not only survives unexpected challenges, but also thrives in a competitive landscape. Remember, the goal is not to play a risk-free game, but to play a strategic one where risks are managed judiciously and effectively. With your goals set, your investments diversified, and your risks managed, you're well on your way to mastering the financial chessboard. Now, let's talk about keeping this strategy dynamic. Your financial strategy isn't set in stone. It's a living, breathing strategy that will evolve as your business grows and changes. I've created a worksheet that will help you move the needle forward on mastering long-term financial planning and strategy. You'll want to look back at previous worksheets you've completed to use as a foundation. You may find that based on your expanded knowledge, your goals will be changed, and that's okay. Remember, the key to winning at financial chess is not just in making the right moves, but in planning them well ahead. As we wrap up today, keep in mind that strategy is about making choices, trade-offs, and deliberately choosing to be different. Embrace these decisions and let's make strategic financial management your business's superpower.